It's both a growing political and legal issue. The state Republican Party chairwoman is calling for the resignation of Democrat Milton State Senator Brian Joyce. This after Joyce's law office was raided yesterday by the FBI and the IRS. WBUR's Simone Rios reports.
Officials say Senator Brian Joyce was the subject of a joint raid by the nation's top law enforcement agency and tax collector. The raid follows months of allegations of influence peddling by the Milton Democrat. In May, Joyce stepped down as assistant majority leader in the Senate amid allegations that he abused his powerful position. But Massachusetts Republican Party Chair Kirsten Hughes says Joyce must resign altogether.
Folks deserve to have a representative who can claim that they're ethical, that they're doing things by the book, that they're holding themselves accountable to the standards that they hold others.
The federal probe follows a series of Boston Globe articles charging that Joyce frequently blurred the lines between his public duties and his private business. The paper reported on Joyce going to bat in the legislature for an energy company that was a major client of his law firm. The Globe also reported that Joyce received free dry cleaning services for more than a decade. The senator rejected that claim, saying he gave legal services in return. In January, Joyce agreed to pay nearly $5,000 in an agreement with campaign officials who said he used campaign funds to pay for his son's graduation party. Joyce's attorney Howard Cooper said in a statement that it's unfortunate that media stories appear to have sparked an investigation. Cooper says Senator Joyce has been cooperating with each inquiry that has taken place to date resulting from those stories and believes that he has done absolutely nothing wrong. But for Pam Wilmot of the government watchdog group Common Cause Massachusetts, that remains to be seen.
We need to call those that are going to take advantage of the system. There are always individuals that are going to take advantage of any kind of opening that they have, and we need law enforcement to look over people's shoulders.
Common Cause has called on the State Ethics Commission to investigate Joyce. The commission keeps its business secret, though Pam Wilmot says it's likely there's an inquiry underway. Governor Charlie Baker also supports the ethics probe, but he stopped short of endorsing his party's call for Joyce to quit.
The issues that were raised here were troubling to begin with, and obviously there's now a pretty aggressive ongoing investigation, and I think, you know, to some extent we should wait and see where that goes.
That investigation by the FBI and the IRS could make or break the senator's case that he's done nothing wrong. And on November 8th, the voters decide who will represent them in the state Senate in the coming term. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.